Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our Magi train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Konoma. The week that ends today was dedicated to the revival of Rebetiko from the 1980s onwards, and today we'll be appreciating the contribution of two renowned and much beloved art folk singers. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Manolis Mitsias, George Delaras, and the Rebetiko.
Έφυγες χωρίς να με ρωτήσεις, έφυγες χωρίς να μου το πεις. Όπου και να πας θα με ζητήσεις, σαν και την καρδιά μου δεν θα βρεις. Όπου και να πας θα με ζητήσεις, σαν και την καρδιά μου δεν θα βρεις. Θα πας και δεν θα συλλογέσαι τη ζωή που ζήσαμε μαζί. Θα πονάς, θα κλαις, θα τυραννιέσαι βράδυ, μεσημέρι και πρωί. Θα κλαις, θα τυραννιέσαι βράδυ, μεσημέρι και πρωί. Έφυγες χωρίς να με ρωτήσεις, μα θα μετανιώσεις μια βραδιά. Κι αν θελήσεις πίσω να γυρίσεις, θα έχω κάποιαν άλλη στην καρδιά. Πίσω να γυρίσεις, θα έχω κάποια να λύσει την καρδιά.
So, let's go through the basics of what we've been discussing and listening to this week, with the help of scholar Dimitris Monos and his article Rebetiko, the Music of the Greek Urban Working Class. Rebetiko, the plural of rebetiko, made its appearance towards the end of the 19th century in a number of urban centers in Greece and Turkey where Greeks lived. About that time, musical cafes of various levels of sophistication appeared in those centers. The standard type was called kafe aman, probably a corruption of the Turkish mani kahvesi, a cafe where two to three singers improvised on verse, often in the form of a dialogue, with free rhythm and melody. To give themselves time to improvise new words, the singers would use the exclamation aman aman, and as a result the songs became known as amanes. The amane, a semi-improvised song in which verses were interspersed with long melismas of the word aman, is recognized as one of the earliest forms of the rebetiko.
Μουσική.
με ξεχάσεις. Και εμένα θέλει πια να με ξεχάσεις. Έννοια σου και δε θα μου γλιτώσει. Όλα τα σπασμένα αυτή θα τα πληρώσει. Θα τη κάνω εγώ να αναστενάζει. Να πονεί, να κλαίει και να φωνάζει. Να πονεί, να κλαίει και να αναστενάσει. Αυτή δε θα μου κάνει. Αν δε μετανιώσει, πες της θα πεθάνει. Δε θα της περάσει, μη φοβάσαι. Πάντα μες στην αγκαλιά μου θα σε. Πάντα με στην αγκαλιά μου σύδενασαι.
In the early Greek cafe, a man, a table and a few chairs would simply be removed at one end of the cafe when street musicians, some of them gypsies, would wander in, play for a while and then move on. Later, small ensembles called companias, made up of musicians playing traditional Greek and Turkish instruments, stayed at the café for longer periods of time. At the turn of the century, the instruments of the companias included one or more bouzouki, guitar, tamburas, the oud, and the accordion. Mikis Theodorakis, the internationally renowned Greek composer, has tried to analyze the development of the rebetiko from Byzantine times. However, we still know very little about the beginnings of this type of music.
Σήμερα
not even sure, as it is generally assumed, that the Rebetiko is of Turkish origin. Gail Holst, who has written a monograph on the topic, remarks that no Turkish scholar has yet come up with a plausible etymology for the word Rebetiko in the Turkish language. George Yanneris, on the other hand, suggests that it comes from the Moorish name for an early three-gut-string lute, the Rebet or Rebek, and therefore that it originally referred to things involved with the music and environment of the player of the Rebet. Finally, Fivos Anoyannakis satisfies all sides and is probably most correct in attributing many elements of the Rebetiko song to Byzantine and Turkish music, to the music of the Greek countryside, and even to the Italian serenade. Scholar Dimitris Monos continues. Turkish influences on the Rebetiko, however, are undeniable, as it was developed to a large degree by Greek refugees who left Asia Minor in 1922. These people had lived under Turkish rule for more than 400 years. They spoke Turkish, some did not even speak Greek, had Turkish friends, and lived next door to their Turkish neighbors. Also, they were very musical people, and music is born out of myriad sounds which permeate the air and reach our ears. The wind, the chanting of the Greek vespers, the tones of the Turkish language, the sound of the blacksmith's hammer pounding and shaping a Turkish scimitar, the voice of the muezzin calling the faithful to prayer at sunset, all of these blend to penetrate and shape both our consciousness and the products that sprout from it. After a while, it becomes almost impossible to distinguish which sounds of the song one has just composed are influenced by the Greek chanter or the Turkish muezzin. Ultimately, of course, it does not really matter, for the music that results is harmonious, soothing, and inspiring. Music, purified of political and religious overtones, is perhaps the only vehicle of communication between politically and religiously antagonistic peoples. Religion or politics raises an angry fist. Music joins and shakes hands and inspires dancing together.
Πέφτει σε λάθη, τι έχεις
μάθει και κάθε μέρα βρίζεις και γελάς. Με πικραίνεις σαν ξένο με κοιτάς και στο ρέμα με τραβάς. Με πικραίνεις σαν ξένο με κοιτάς και στο ρέμα με τραβάς. Δεν είσαι εκείνη που είχα γνωρίσει, ήτανε σφάλμα να σε παντρευτώ. Με προδίνεις και πρέπει να σε βρει τιμωρία σοβαρή. Με προδίνεις και πρέπει να σε βρει τιμωρία σοβαρή. Έχεις αλλάξει και με έχεις κάψει, την προσβολή σου δεν θα τη δεχτώ. Δεν αντέχω κυρά μου, δεν βαστώ και το δρόμο μου τραβώ. Δεν σ' αντέχω κυρά μου, δεν βαστώ και το δρόμο μου τραβώ.
The songs of the Rebetiko music are not based on Western scales. Their foundations are modal types that can be written out in the form of a scale. Their characteristic is that certain relations between notes are emphatically stressed, and certain notes are more important than others. Many of these modes are borrowed from Arabic or Turkish music and are called makams. In classical Arabic music, there were enough makams to express every possible mood, emotion, or human yearning. Rebetiko musicians changed the name to the Greek word dromi, roads. A few of the refugees from Asia Minor had a rich repertory of these roads, but Gail Holst has concluded that the Rebetiko repertoire never used more than a dozen of them.
Μεσάνυχτα βαθιά σκοτεινιασμένα, στα έρημα σοκάκια τριγυρνώ. Εκεί που πρωτοφίλησα εσένα, με σπίτια πληγωμένα ξαγρυπνώ. Εκεί που πρωτοφίλησα εσένα, με στήθηκε πληγωμένα ξαγρυπνώ. Στου δρόμου τα σκουπίδια σαν γκουρέλι, με πέταξες χωρίς να το σκεφτείς. Με πρόδωσες και τώρα δε σε μέλη, καινούριο θύμα ψάχνεις για να βρεις. Πρόδωσες και τώρα δε σε μέλη, καινούριο θύμα ψάχνεις για να
χαρείς. Δεν ξέρουμε η τύχη πώς τα φέρνει. Μπορεί κι εσύ μια μέρα να βρεθείς κουρέλι με στο ίδιο το σοκάκι. Συγγνώμη στο κουρέλι για να πεις. Κουρέλι με στο ίδιο το σοκάκι. Συγγνώμη στο κουρέλι για να πεις.
The cultural exchange between Greek and Turkish culture is clearly reflected in the bilingual nature of the Rebetiko songs, whose lyrics are simple and at times even childish in their lack of sophistication. Turkish words, however, are frequently interspersed in the Greek lyrics. During 400 years of linguistic exchange, Turkish had made inroads into the Greek language. Also, as had been mentioned, since most of the early composers of this type of music were Greek refugees from Asia Minor, it is not surprising that their lyrics contained an abundance of Turkish words.
Μυστήριο κατάντησες για μένα και τα έχω αγαπούλα μου χαμένα και το σφίγμο σου να βρω δεν μπορώ, γι' αυτό με τυραννάς τόσο καιρό. Αλλά μου λένε τα μάτια σου και άλλα η καρδιά σου. Αλλά μου λένε τα χάδια σου και άλλα τα φιλιά σου. Αράδα. Μια τέτοια κωμωδία δεν ξανάδα. Παράξενα στα μάτια με κοιτάς, μα ούτε εσύ δεν ξέρεις τι ζητάς. Αλλά μου λένε τα μάτια σου και άλλα η καρδιά σου. Αλλά μου λένε τα χάδια σου και άλλα τα φιλιά σου.
However, even composers who were born in Greece had never been to Turkey and did not speak the Turkish language used Turkish words and, more interestingly, images from Turkish life in their lyrics. Thus, even in the songs of the great Marcos Vanvakaris, who was born on the Greek island of Syros, and Vasilis Tsitsanis from the heartland of Greece, we find images and references to Turkish women, belly dancers, and the ease, comfort, and joys of a sultan's harem. This appears to indicate that the common people were nostalgic for that part of their folk culture from which they had been suddenly, abruptly, and violently separated.
Στράτησα για σένα κι ο δουνιάς γελάει με μένα κι αν με τρώει το μαράζι δε σε νοιάζει, δε σε νοιάζει κι αν με τρώει το μαράζι δε σε νοιάζει, δε σε νοιάζει. Σαν με φιλούσες πως τρελά με αγαπούσες τώρα ο νους σου δε με βάζει και για μένα δε σε νοιάζει τώρα ο νους σου δε με βάζει για μένα δε σε νοιάζει. Σαν αλήτης τριγυρνάω για να σε ξεχνάω κι αν με τρώει το μαράζι δε σε νοιάζει, δε σε νοιάζει κι αν με τρώει το μαράζι δε σε νοιάζει, δε σε νοιάζει.
The abrupt uprooting and expulsion of the Greeks of Anatolia in 1922 naturally caused a dramatic shift in their social position and status. Many of them had been prosperous merchants and businessmen, or at least were financially comfortable, and now they were faced with abject poverty in the urban slums of Greece. Many found some relief in the bouzouki music and its milieu, where they were eventually joined by other city dwellers living under similarly wretched conditions.
Πέθανε την Κυριακή και το κλάψαν οι κοπέλες κι όλοι οι φίλοι καρδιακοί. Του βοτανικού το μάγκα το καλύτερο παιδί στα μπουζούκια στις στις ταβέρνες πια κανείς δεν θα τον δει. Στα μπουζούκια στις ταβέρνες πια κανείς δεν θα τον δει. Στο βοτανικό του βοτανικού το μάγκα, το καλύτερο παιδί. Στα μπουζούκια στις ταβέρνες για κανείς δεν θα τον δει. Στα μπουζούκια στις ταβέρνες για κανείς δεν θα τον δει.
Since the closing decades of the 19th century, however, Rebetiko and its social environment had been considered unacceptable and immoral by proper middle-class people. To those who had turned their cultural compass to the West, Rebetiko was Turkish and non-Greek, Oriental and non-European, and consequently useless. Even to conservative people of the lower classes, Rebetiko music was associated with hashish and other habits thought to be degenerate and immoral.
Βαθιά συλλογισμένη, πες μου τι σου είπανε για μένα. Και τα μάτια σου είναι πάντα βουρκωμένα. Πες μου τι σου είπανε για μένα. Σου είναι πάντα βουρκωμένα. Κάτι κρύβεις μέσα στην καρδιά σου. Το διαβάζω, το βλέπω στη μάτια σου. Μήπως με βαρέθηκες να φύγω. Μη με κάνεις να πεθαίνω λίγο, λίγο.
πλέον φτάνει. Ξέρεις πόσα για σένα έχω κάνει. Ξέρεις πως υπάρχει αντιζημία. Μην ακούς ποτέ την ψεύτρα κοινωνία. Ξέρεις πως υπάρχει αντιζημία. Μην ακούς ποτέ την ψεύτρα κοινωνία.
In his autobiography, one of the great rebetiko composers, Yannis Papaioannou, who as a child was expelled with his family from Asia Minor, vividly relates his mother's wrath when he first bought a bouzouki. So, I bought my first bouzouki and took it home. God preserve his servant. My mother's reaction was terrifying. She started yelling and berating me to no end. Take it and leave my home, you bum, murderer, disgusting creature. You dared bring a bouzouki into this good house? Then take it and vanish with it from my sight. Indeed, she kicked me out of the house. A mother disowning her child because of a bouzouki. Can you imagine this? As if it were a killing instrument. And lovingly he concludes, my poor beloved instrument, how much have you also not suffered with the rest of us?
Σε κάψει η φωτιά που θα σ' ανάψει. Είναι γνωρίζες. Έλειωνες απ' τον καημό σου. Μα στιγμή απ' το πλευρό σου δεν τη χωρίζες. Καρδιά μου παραπονιέσαι, εσύ τα φταίς που για να σε σκοτώσει. Δεν το σκέφτηκες. Την επίστεψες στα αλήθεια. Μα σου πλήγωσε τα στήθια. Και παιδεύτηκες. Καρδιά μου μη εσύ τα φταίς που τυράνιεσαι.
The rebetiko became the music of the poorest class of urban workers in Greece, probably because, as Holst suggests, it was this group of people who were most open to contact with the refugees from Asia Minor and who could freely borrow musical elements from whatever they heard around them. More than that, however, they adopted this music because it related directly to the conditions of their life, as many of these people were similar to the refugees, peasants dispossessed of their lands and forced to have a living in the slums of large, alien, urban centers. In any case, the music and songs of the refugees had great appeal to them.
Κλεισμένο σφαλισμένο σκοτεινό, για ποιο λόγο δεν μ' ανοίγεις, πεισματάρα να σε δω. Για ποιο λόγο δεν μ' ανοίγεις, πεισματάρα να σε δω. Άνοιξε, άνοιξε, γιατί δεν αντέχω. Φτάνει πια, φτάνει πια να με τυραννάς. Άνοιξε, άνοιξε, γιατί δεν αντέχω. Φτάνει πια, φτάνει πια να με τυραννάς. Ξέρω στα λιά σας ταγιάζει ώρες να σου τραγουδώ. Η καρδιά μου φλόγες βγάζει, μα δεν βγαίνεις να σε δω. Η καρδιά μου φλόγες βγάζει, μα δεν βγαίνεις να σε δω. Άνοιξε, άνοιξε, γιατί δεν αντέχω. Φτάνει πια, φτάνει πια να με τυραννάς. Άνοιξε, άνοιξε, γιατί δεν αντέχω. Φτάνει πια, φτάνει πια να με τυραννάς.
And analyst Dimitris Monos concludes. The Rebetiko songs are similar in a way to the American blues, another musical form that emerged from the depressed urban lower classes. Their subject matter is the life surrounding the jilted lover, the outcast, the downtrodden, the wronged, and of course the addicts of hashish and other opiates. Their vocabulary and intonation are drawn primarily from the life of the bouzouki-type man, the anti-hero, in his poverty, unloved, and going from the life of the fisherman to that of the hashish smoker in life after death. Three of the basic themes of the Rebeti's life, the inhumanity of the social system, the undependability of a human's love, and the comfort of friendship, are reflected in the lyrics of the Rebetiko.
Αν βαλαβείς αυτό το γράμμα, εγώ θα είμαι πολύ μακριά και θα πιστέψω.
χωράνε. Δύο αγάπες σε μια καρδιά. Όταν θα λάβεις αυτό το γράμμα, τότε θα κλάψεις με μαύρο κλάμα. Με μάσκα εσύ μιλούσες κι ήθελες να έχεις δυο αγκαλιές. Μα που το βρήκες αυτό γραμμένο, εσύ να πέσεις με δυο καρδιές. Όταν θα λάβεις αυτό το γράμμα, τότε θα κλάψεις με μαύρο κλάμα. Όταν θα λάβεις αυτό